Welcome back to the Deep Dive.
Hey there, glad to be here.
So it is Friday, February 20th, 2026.
Yep.
And if you haven't looked at your calendar lately, you might want to, because the date actually matters a lot for what we're talking about today.
It really does.
We're looking at a shift in the digital landscape right now that, and I honestly don't use this word lightly, is tectonic.
Tectonic is the right word.
It's happening right now, literally as we speak.
Yeah, it's one of those moments where you look back and realize the rules didn't just, bend, they completely broke.
Right.
They broke and reformed into something entirely else.
Exactly. And for local businesses, we're talking specifically about the folks running shops and services in places like Lafayette, Louisiana.
The local guys.
Yeah, the old playbook for getting found online, it's just gone.
Yep,
It's being
yep.
actively rewritten by artificial intelligence.
And the stakes here are incredibly high. We aren't just talking about, getting a few more clicks. We are talking about visibility survival.
So the source we have today is fascinating because it's not some dry textbook.
No, not at all.
It's a strategic breakdown straight from the front lines. It's an article titled SEO Lafayette Law, Navigating the AI Shift with 337 Media, and it's written by Eric Smith, the CEO of 337 Media.
And Smith brings a really specific perspective to this. He's
Yeah.
looking at everything through the lens of this new AI era.
Right.
This isn't just how do I rank for keywords
Yeah.
anymore. It's more like how do I even exist in a world where an algorithm answers the customer's question before they ever visit my website?
That is the crucial question. And that's really the mission of this deep dive today. This isn't just about marketing. I mean, sure, it is
Yeah.
marketing,
Yes.
but the subtext feels like survival. We're going to unpack why keyword stuffing, that old trick where you just paste the word pizza 50 times at the bottom of your web
Although
page.
invisible text,
Yeah.
totally dead, buried.
Buried. And we're also going to look at what this thing called search generative experience means for the average shop owner down in Acadiana.
DSGE.
Yeah, SGE. And why being verified is apparently the absolute only way to avoid becoming what Smith calls a digital ghost.
That phrase, digital ghost, it really stuck with me.
It's a great term.
It's the perfect metaphor for what is happening in 2026. If you aren't doing this right, you just fade away.
It is spooky. But before we get to the ghosts, let's talk about the David versus Goliath aspect here, because I actually love that we're looking at how small local businesses can use this massive tech shift to their advantage.
Well, that's the key, right? It's a necessary evolution of information retrieval. We're moving from just matching words,
Like typing in plumber.
exactly, to understanding actual intent. The AI is trying to figure out what you genuinely want, not just the exact letters you typed into a box.
Okay, so let's unpack this core shift first. The source material mentions we're transitioning away from traditional search methods. Eric Smith claims that AI now prioritizes search intent and authority.
Right.
So simple keyword stuffing is out. What does that actually look like in practice for, a regular business?
Think about how you used to search maybe 5 or 10 years ago. You'd type something like best burger Lafayette, and the search engine, say Google, would just scour the internet for pages that had the words best burger and Lafayette crammed into them the most times.
Right, it was just a matching game. And you'd always end up on some page that read like a broken robot wrote it. Welcome to the best burger in Lafayette for Lafayette burger
It
lovers.
was terrible. It was terrible for the user. It was clunky.
Oh.
But now, with the AI shift, the engine is looking for authority and context.
It's reading between the lines.
Exactly. It's asking, does this business actually exist in the real world? Do real people trust it? Is it highly relevant to what this specific user really wants right now? It's a quality filter that just never existed before.
And this leads us directly to the search generative experience, or SGE, which honestly sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie.
But it's the standard now.
It is. The source points out that SGE answers user questions directly.
This is the massive game changer for local SEO. In the past, Google gave you a list of links, what the industry called the 10 glue links.
Yep.
You had to click one, read it, hit the back button, click another one. SGE does all that reading for you. It synthesizes the answer right there at the top of the page.
So play that out for me. If I pull out my phone and type in, where can I get an oil change in Lafayette open now?
The AI instantly scans all the available data. It checks hours of operation. It checks recent reviews to ensure they're actually open and, doing decent work.
Right.
And it rates you a natural sentence. It says, you can go to X, Y, or Z. They're open until 6 p.m. and they have a 4.8 star rating.
So wait. If the AI gives you the complete answer immediately,
then the user might never even click on your website.
Wow.
This is what we call zero-click search.
Zero-click search. That sounds absolutely terrifying for a business owner who just spent, you know, thousands of dollars building a beautiful website. If nobody clicks at the website, how does a business survive?
That is exactly where the authority part comes in. If the AI is going to recommend a business in that generated answer, that prime piece of real estate right at the top.
The golden ticket.
Right. It needs to be 100% sure that the business is legitimate. The AI is not going to risk giving a wrong or dangerous answer. It's incredibly risk averse.
So if you aren't an authority, if you aren't officially verified,
you're a ghost.
There it is.
You effectively do not exist to the AI, and therefore you don't exist to the customer.
That's a harsh reality. And the source mentions another statistic that just hammers this home. 80% of local searches happen on smartphones.
80%. And think about the screen real estate on a phone. It's tiny.
Yeah, it's just a few inches.
So if the AI answer takes up the top half of the screen and the map pack, those three local map listings takes up the rest.
There's literally no room for the old 10 blue links.
None. They're pushed way down.
So the map pack really is the new front door for a business.
Ideally, yes. If you aren't in the map pack or that AI snapshot at the top, you're invisible. You're below the fold and nobody scrolls anymore.
I like to think of it like this. Imagine you have a physical retail store. In the old days, being on page 2 of Google was like having your shop in a back alley.
Behind a dumpster.
Exactly. You might get a random passerby who got lost, but not much else.
Very accurate analogy.
But now, with this AI shift, if you aren't in that map pack or the AI answer, it's not even that you're in the alley. It's like your shop is literally invisible. You don't have a window display. You don't have a sign. You're just gone.
And that's exactly why the source emphasizes that visibility is the currency of growth. In a mobile-first, AI-driven world, if you aren't visible immediately, you don't even get the chance to be seen later. The scroll depth on phones is just so shallow. People want the answer now.
Okay, so we've established the stakes. Survival is on the line. But let's shift gears and talk about strategy. Because the source makes it clear you can't just set it and forget it anymore.
No, and that used to be the absolute dream, right?
Oh, yeah.
Build a website, optimize it once back in 2020, and then just wait for the phone to ring for the next 5 years.
The good old days of local SEO.
But Smith calls modern SEO a living strategy. Because the AI is learning every single day. The algorithms change so much faster than they used to. If you aren't updating, if you aren't staying active online, the AI assumes you're closed or irrelevant.
Which leads to what they call digital decay.
Yes, digital decay.
I really like that term. It implies that if you aren't actively growing, you're literally rotting away online.
In the eyes of the algorithm, you are. If the last time you posted an update or got a review was 6 months ago, the AI thinks, well, maybe they went out of business. And it just stopped showing you to people.
And this is specifically applied in the source to the context of Acadiana. I think it's really interesting they point out that Lafayette is a highly competitive market for both talent and commerce. It's not some sleepy little town where you're the only game around.
No, there are people actively fighting for that top spot. It creates a real survival of the fittest scenario. The source explicitly warns about the risk of inaction here. If you're a local business owner sitting there thinking, oh, my word of mouth is enough, I don't need this tech stuff. Well, your competitors are optimizing for AI.
They're doing the work.
They are actively signaling to the AI that they are the authority in town, and they are pushing you off that first page.
And once you're off the first page, well, we know what happens. You're a ghost. But here's a phrase from 337 Media that I found deeply compelling. They emphasize trust over traffic.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is such a crucial distinction to make today.
Usually marketers are just screaming about traffic, traffic, traffic. We'll get you more eyeballs.
Right.
Why is Smith pivoting to trust?
Because traffic can be completely hollow. You can get 1,000 automated bots visiting your site. Or people from a different country who are never going to walk into your store and buy your product.
Right. It looks great on a bar chart.
It looks fantastic in an agency report, but it's totally useless for actual revenue. It doesn't pay the bills. Trust, on the other hand, is a metric the AI can actually measure now. Are you a verified entity? Are you connected to other real local businesses? Do you have authentic reviews?
The AI cares about that.
It prioritizes trust above all else because its main goal is to give the user a safe, accurate, reliable result.
Mm-hmm.
So 337 Media is arguing that if you focus on building trust, the right traffic, the traffic that actually buys things, naturally follows.
So it's quality over quantity, but scaled by automation.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's dig into the nuts and bolts of how you actually built that trust. This brings us to what the source calls the ecosystem of authority. This was the part of the article where I really started nodding my head, going, okay, this actually makes practical sense. It's less about weird hacker tricks and more about, well, networking.
It's the mechanics of verification.
Yeah.
It is literally digital networking.
Right. 337 Media talks about connecting local businesses to verified regional authority hubs, which sounds very corporate and fancy, but when you actually look at the list they provide, it's institutions we all already know.
Exactly. They aren't inventing new complicated platforms. They are leveraging established old school trust.
We've got the BBB serving Acadiana, which the source notes was established in 1975. That's a lot of local history.
That is a massive trust signal for an algorithm.
Then we've got One Acadiana, which is essentially the Lafayette Chamber. We got the specific municipal hubs like the Broussard Chamber of Commerce and the Youngsville Chamber of Commerce. And they even mentioned support from the capital region via the Baton Rouge Area Chamber, or BRAC.
Now, you have to ask, why does this matter to an AI?
Yeah, why does a highly advanced robot care if you pay dues to the local Chamber of Commerce?
Because the AI is constantly looking for patterns of legitimacy. It's looking for real-world data anchors. Look, anyone can spit up a flashy website today in 5 minutes using ChatGPT. You can fake a business online incredibly easily now.
Very true. I could make a website for the best pizza in Lafayette right now while we're talking, and I don't even own a pizza oven.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you cannot easily fake a continuous membership with the BBB since 1975. You can't fake being an active, recognized member of the Broussard Chamber of Commerce.
Those take real-world effort.
They are real-world anchors. When 337 Media structurally links a client to these specific regional hubs, It's basically sending a glaring signal to Google's AI saying, hey, look over here. This is a real business run by real people, deeply rooted in a real community.
It's acting like a digital background check.
Precisely. And in a world absolutely flooded with AI hallucinations and spam, a verified background check is worth its weight in gold. It separates the signal from the noise. The AI is desperate to know what is actually real, and these regional hubs provide that reality check.
Okay, so 337 Media has this strong philosophy, but how do they actually operationalize it? Because at the end of the day, a small business owner needs a tangible package. They need something specific they can buy to solve this visibility problem.
Right, theory is great, but they need to execute the strategy.
The source outlines three specific packages that they offer. And I have to say, I was genuinely surprised by the first one.
A free tier.
Yeah. Package one is entirely free. It's a classified listing on the 337 Magazine website. And the source claims this reaches 20,000 to 30,000 monthly digital visitors.
Which is a very significant local audience.
It really is. Usually when you hear free tier in digital marketing, it means something completely useless, or it's just upsell bait that doesn't actually do anything for you. But here they are offering actual access to real local traffic.
That's a very smart strategic move on their part. It gets businesses into their ecosystem, and it immediately starts creating that data trail we talked about. Even a basic classified listing provides what we call a citation, a name, address, and phone number on a highly trusted local site.
That's the first step.
It's the absolute first step of verification. It's like getting your foot in the door of the VIP club. The AI sees it and says, okay, noted, they exist.
But let's look at where the rubber really meets the road. Package two, they call it the digital handshake, and it's priced at $97.
This is where the deeper active verification kicks in. The source states this tier adds local SEO verification and strategic SEO backlinks.
And it also includes a spot on their official event calendar.
Now, that event calendar feature is incredibly interesting because it directly targets high-intent local traffic.
How so?
Think about it. If someone is actively browsing an event calendar, they are looking for something to do right now or this weekend. They are active consumers. They aren't just idly scrolling. They are in the planning phase.
That goes right back to the idea of search intent.
Exactly. But the backlinks are the real technical key here.
Yeah.
A backlink from a trusted, locally relevant media site like 337 Magazine pointing to your local pizza shop is a massive vote of confidence in the eyes of the search engine.
It's like a popularity contest.
It is, but the votes are weighted by authority. A vote from 337 Magazine is worth exponentially more than a vote from a random, unverified blog from out of state.
Okay, so that's the handshake level. But then we have the big one, package three. They call it Diamond Authority. And it's $297.
This is the full treatment.
It is. It includes a statewide SEO-optimized blog post specifically about the business and a massive social media push to over 20,000 followers with a claimed total reach of 200,000.
This is a perfect example of where we see the concept of cross-platform visibility come into play, which the source mentions as vital.
Unpack that cross-platform idea for us. Why does that matter? Why isn't just fixing your Google listing enough anymore?
Because the AI looks at the entire digital picture now. It's not just scraping basic websites anymore. It's reading social media feeds. It's checking local directories. It's reading news sites and blogs.
It's putting the pieces together.
Yes. So it sees a well-written blog post on a reputable regional site that mentions your business. Then it sees social signals. Things like likes, shares, engagement come from an audience of 20,000 followers. Then it cross-references that with your directory listing on the Chamber of Commerce. It connects all those separate dots.
It's creating a constellation of data.
That's it. It's not just about optimizing one single website anymore. It's about making sure your brand is echoing across the entire local digital landscape. The blog post feeds the search engine because AI absolutely loves fresh, relevant content. The social media push feeds actual brand awareness with humans. And the directory listings anchor the trust. They all work together synergistically.
It's like building a spider web where every single strand makes the center holding your business that much stronger.
That's a beautiful way to put it. And honestly, for $297 in the grand scheme of marketing spend, that's a very aggressive play for local dominance. Marketing agencies usually charge thousands of dollars a month for that kind of integrated cross-platform approach because it's incredibly labor-intensive to set up.
It does sound impressive on paper, but as always, we have to be a little skeptical. Does this strategy actually work in the real world? We've all seen a million flashy marketing schemes come and go.
That is the million-dollar question. Is this just great theory, or does it move the needle?
Well, the source provides a specific testimonial from a client named M. Palmer.
Ah, the classic zero-to-hero story.
Yeah, exactly. Palmer states that their digital marketing was, quote, non-existent before this. Then, after working with the 337 media ecosystem, they claim to be leading their industry in just 6 months. The direct quote is, 337 media completely revitalized our online presence.
It's a very strong endorsement. And going from completely non-existent to actively leading an industry in a local market in just 6 months is undeniably fast. Yeah. SEO usually takes a lot of time. It's traditionally a marathon, not a sprint.
It really is. But we also have to look closely at the fine print. And I was actually really glad to see this included in the source material. There is a clear disclaimer at the end.
A very prominent and necessary one.
It says that marketing results, SEO rankings, and lead generation vary. They are explicitly influenced by factors outside of their control. And this is the key phrase. No specific outcome is guaranteed.
You know, ironically enough, seeing a disclaimer like that makes me trust an agency much more.
Why is that? I mean, usually as business owners, we want guarantees. We want someone to look us in the eye and say, I promise you will be number one on Google next week.
Because anyone promising you a guaranteed number one spot on Google in 2026 is straight up lying to you.
Yeah.
The AI algorithms are simply too complex now. They change too fast, sometimes daily. By openly admitting that results vary and that success depends on adhering to best practices rather than deploying magic tricks, they're actually reinforcing that core theme of trust.
That makes sense.
They're essentially saying to the client, look, we will do the hard work, we will build the proper foundation, but we cannot control the weather.
That's a really good point. It's the fundamental difference between a get-rich-quick scheme and a fiduciary financial advisor. One promises you the moon overnight. The other promises a sound, tested strategy.
Exactly. And in an AI-dominated world, a sound strategy is the only thing that keeps you alive. You cannot hack the system anymore. You just have to align with it. The AI is way too smart for cheap hacks.
So let's zoom out a bit here as we wrap up. We've looked at the massive tech shift, the core strategy of trust, the specific packages being offered, and the reality checks. What does this all synthesize into for you, the listener?
If we really synthesize this entire breakdown, the message for 2026 is crystal clear. The digital landscape has hardened. It absolutely requires local businesses to be officially verified, to be flawlessly mobile optimized, and to be recognized as authoritative.
It is officially no longer about tricking the search engine.
No. The days of tricks and shortcuts are entirely over. Now, it is solely about proving to the artificial intelligence that you are genuinely the best, most reliable answer for the user. You had to literally prove you deserve to be found.
It really feels like the digital world is becoming much more like the real physical world used to be. Your reputation actually matters. Who you know and associate with matters. Being an active part of the community matters.
Look, that's exactly it. The digital and the physical realms are merging. Your digital reputation is now just as real and just as fragile as your physical storefront. You cannot separate them anymore.
I want to leave the listener with a thought here to kind of chew on. We talked heavily about the search generative experience, the AI just answering user questions directly at the top of the page.
Right.
If the AI is doing all the talking and the user isn't really visiting individual websites as much anymore, does your own website eventually become less important than your overall reputation across the wider web?
Now that is the truly provocative question. Just think about it for a second. If your website is increasingly just becoming a back-end database for the AI to read and pull facts from, then maybe your homepage isn't really your website anymore.
Wow.
Maybe your real homepage is the collective consensus of the BBB, the local chambers of commerce, the news articles, and the directories. Maybe your specific website is just the cash register where the final transaction happens. But the actual store where they browse and decide to buy is the entire internet ecosystem.
That honestly blows my mind a little bit. The idea that your website might just be the cash register, but your store is the whole internet.
It's a massive paradigm shift. It means you absolutely cannot hide inside your own URL anymore. You have to be out there. You have to be verified everywhere. And if you aren't preparing for that reality right now, you are already falling behind.
So here is our final call to you, the listener. Do an audit today, right now. Just Google your own business, but try to look at your digital footprint through the cold, calculating eyes of an AI. Are you deeply connected? Are you verified by trusted sources? Or are you starting to fade? Are you a ghost?
Don't let yourself become a ghost.
Don't be a ghost. The tools are out there. The authority hubs are established and ready. It's time to get verified. Thank you for diving deep with us today. We will see you in the next one.